Porrick. I suppose first thing first, a bit of crazy finish. I think we all caught our breath. What's the emotions after that?
Ah, look, I'd be disappointed, Jonathan, with the performance, and disappointed to lose the game. But on the flip side, is you're a bit relieved as well to stay in Division One. I think Galway have been really, really, really well to stay in Division One. You know, based on the panel of players available to us, we've a lot of rookies in the squad that's got a lot of game time to keep us ticking over. And look, it's delighted to still survive Division One. But with a couple of good performances, a couple of poor performances, we know we've a lot of work to do to get talked about later in the year. You know.
When you kind of take a step back in motion, obviously it's disappointment losing the game, but in a weird way, is it a kind of very satisfying for you, the fact that you've had so many injuries but new players have stood up and ultimately kept football?
100%, Jonathan, yeah. But look, it's like these lads have got game time, you know, they learn so much from the games anyways, from having played against the Kerry, the Dublin, the Mayos this world, you know, and they'll get invaluable experience from that, you know. So look, they now know the level that they have to get to individually, and the big thing from them is that they start getting consistency in their performances day after day after day. So look, we know where we're at, we've a lot of work to do, and we start with London in 2 weeks' time.
Is that target one kind of ticked off the box in a weird way?
Yeah, it is, to be honest. Yeah, it's just to survive Division One, because we knew these injuries were going to be long term at the start of the year, but we were obviously trying to fight it week to week and not get too much said about them, you know, because I'd always like to worry about the players I have, not the players we're missing, you know. So yeah, it was a good tick one straight away. Yeah,
I suppose another positive, getting Liam Silk back, you know, you can see how quickly he reads the game so well a couple of times, I thought.
Yeah, look at it, we agree with the medical team that he gets his 55, 60 minutes, that'd be it. So we didn't want to try him any longer than that, because if he gets fatigued and he's come back from a hamstring injury, we had to mind him, you know.
A little bit of a break now before London, and a different challenge continues now.
Yeah, we've 2 weeks for London, but look, it's a great 2 weeks to get a bit of work done as well. Like, so look, we'll take a few days off, we'll regroup next weekend, and we'll get ready for the championship.